This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State data show El Paso County has the largest share of confirmed cases of variant strains of COVID-19, including ones originally discovered in Britain and in California. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the state is testing for the mutations in 5% of its positive samples, which likely means there are unconfirmed cases of the variants across the state. The Department of Corrections is paying correctional officers extra money to get the COVID vaccine. CPR's Allison Sherry explains why.
The head of the state's prison system told employees in an email that he was worried the pandemic wouldn't end unless more officers opted to get vaccinated. They were eligible months ago, yet fewer than half took advantage of it. Then he sweetened the pot this week by offering a one-time $500 payment to officers if they get the vaccine. Officials say they don't know how many people will take advantage of that, but so far, an additional 500 guards have gotten the vaccine in the last 7 days. That pushes vaccine participation close to 40%. Almost 30 inmates in prison have died of COVID-19, and more than 8,000 have been infected. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's opening day, and the Rockies welcomed fans back to Coors Field for the first time in more than a year. More than 21,000 watched Colorado defeat the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-5 this afternoon. 70 in Denver, Colorado Springs 64 degrees. It is 57 in Vail. This is CPR News.